AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Tomorrow is when the January 6th House Select Committee meets to offer its closing argument and then vote on whether to make criminal referrals to the Justice Department against former President Trump. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides.
As first reported by Politico, the committee is expected to vote to recommend the Justice Department pursue criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. At least three charges are reportedly being considered for referral: insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government.
A Hawaiian Airlines flight was anything but a smooth ride today. Close to its destination, there was severe turbulence. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland says the initial call was for 36 injured patients.
So Hawaiian Airlines inbound from Phoenix, Arizona, and they encountered the bad weather turbulence approximately 30 minutes from Honolulu. They notified us immediately, and then we had our resources here standing by.
Ireland says 36 people had to be treated by first responders. 20 were taken to hospitals. 11 suffered serious injuries. Title 42 is set to expire on Wednesday, and the southern border is seeing an influx of migrants. On CBS's Face the Nation, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez calls it
a dire situation in El Paso. The city declared a state of emergency. This is something you do when there's a hurricane, a fire, an earthquake. What is happening is it's a hurricane of migrants, and everyone is impacted.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk says he will abide by the results of a poll he posted to Twitter asking whether he should step down as head of the company. It comes after the social media platform announced new rules forbidding links to its most popular rivals, including Facebook and Instagram. CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur.
In a lot of ways, it can be seen as an acknowledgement that he realizes that people don't like him, that he has become rather unpopular over the last couple of months. He's made decisions that feel chaotic and that people have really disagreed with.
The poll is set to close around 6 a.m. Eastern Time Monday. Argentina beats France 4-2 to win the 2022 World Cup. CBS Sports' Ben Jacobs.
After a 3-3 draw following extra time, Argentina winning the shootout, Messi leading his side to victory.
I need you to be strong.
Avatar: The Way of Water didn't make quite as big of a splash as many thought it would, but James Cameron's big-budget spectacle still helped breathe life into the box office this weekend. Today's studio estimates indicate the sequel earned $134 million from North American theaters and just over $300 million internationally. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 2 below overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance of snow, high of 20. Snow likely again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another dusting Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 7 above.
You can know. if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can't handle subtlety, so let me put it succinctly. An acrimonious melody, straight to you from me. I know it is placing weak, but my head can't tell me what to cheat. No more words that deeds convey.
Sparco from Subatomic, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Time for just 2 days.
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over and over and over? And try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
trusting them kisses. Don't you go trusting them nothing.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yourself.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sell, but we ain't gonna buy.
This is Kellen Hilscher from Warsaid, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station, then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the